Anything I'd rather do than do this.
我想不出有更好的我更愿意做的事。
And I'm very happy that I'm still being invited to come.
我很高兴你们还在继续邀请我来。
It's a privilege.
呀，是，是你们给我的特权。
I want to talk this morning about the just shall live by faith.
今天早上我要谈义人必因信得生。
In 1934, a young African-American pastor was making a pilgrimage to the Holy Land.
在1934年，一个年轻的非洲籍的美国牧师到圣地去朝圣。
He had to travel by ship. He couldn't fly there.
他呢是坐船去的，那时候不能够飞行。
And after visiting Jerusalem and all the other places in the Holy Land, he made a side trip to Berlin, Germany.
当他游览了耶路撒冷和圣地的其他地方以后呢，他就到了德国的柏林。
He had been invited to attend a large international conference for Baptist pastors.
因为他被邀请去参加一个浸信会牧师的一个国际性的大会。
His name was Michael King.
他的名字叫做 Michael King.
And while he was there in Germany, he was very impressed by what he learned about the Reformation.
当他在德国的时候，他所学到的关于宗教改革的事，给他很深刻的印象。
The Reformation was a movement that started in 1517, and it spread very soon across the whole world.
那么这个宗教改革运动呢，是1517年在德国开始的，然后呢就传到世界各地。
And as a result of it, we have two branches of the Christian Church. One is the Roman Catholic Church, and the other one is the Protestant Church.
那么因为这个运动，我们有两个支派，一个是天主教，一个是新教。
But specifically, this Pastor King was very impressed what he learned about Martin Luther.
那么这个King 牧师呢，他对关于马丁路德的事，他所听见学到的，有非常深刻的印象。
In fact, he was so impressed that he said, "I want to change my name so I can have his name."
他呢，甚至到一个地步，他说我要把我的名字改得跟他的名字一样。
And so he called himself Martin Luther King.
所以呢，他的名字就成为马丁路德 King.
He had a son.
他有一个儿子。
He was 5 years old at the time.
那时候五岁。
Who was also Michael King Jr.
他呢也是 Michael King Jr.
And he changed his name to Martin Luther King Jr.
他就把他儿子的名字改成马丁路德 King Jr.
And we all have heard about him, haven't we?
那他是我们都听过的名字，是不是？
In fact, in January, there was a special day dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr.
那么在一月里的时候，有一天是特别归给马丁路德 King Jr.
And this past week, we celebrated the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Reformation.
在上个礼拜，我们庆祝这个宗教改革开始运动的500周年。
In fact, it is an event that changed the history of the whole world.
这是一件大事，是改变世界历史的大事。
Martin Luther was a young Catholic monk.
马丁路德呢是一个年轻的天主教修道士。
And he did never intend to change the whole world. He wanted to bring reformation to the Catholic Church.
他从来不是为了要改变整个世界，他只是要把改革带到天主教会里。
And over those past 1500 years, the church had moved away from the scriptures.
因为在那时的一千五百年呢，这个教会呢已经离开了圣经。
It had become very corrupt, and the leadership very, very immoral.
那么它是腐败，而且呢，那他们当中的领导者呢是非常的不合道德标准。
And when Martin Luther King posted some papers describing the failure of the Catholic Church on the door of the castle, that was the beginning of it.
所以呢，当马丁路德把贴在一个教堂的大门，是关于天主教会割让失败的地方，这就是这个改革运动的开始。
And that began then as a result of the Protestant movement.
这就成为一个新教运动的开始。
Martin Luther was a very interesting person.
马丁路德呢是一个很有意思的人。
He was the first one in his family to go to college.
他在他们家中是第一个上大学的人。
His father was a miner.
他的父亲是一名矿工。
And he had gradually worked his way up.
那么他慢慢的往上爬。
And he wanted his son to get a good education.
所以呢，他就要他的儿子能够得到一个很好的教育。
And at 20, Martin Luther had gotten his bachelor's degree.
那么在二十岁的时候，马丁路德就得到他的学士学位。
And 2 years later, he had got his master's.
那么两年以后，他就得到他的硕士学位。
And then at the wishes of his father, he went to study law.
然后呢，就遵照他父亲的心愿，他去学法律。
His parents wanted him to get a good education and a good job so the son could provide for the parents when they got old.
所以呢，他的父母亲要他受好教育，能够有一个好的工作，那么在父母亲年老的时候，就有儿子来供养他们。
And I think we as Chinese understand that.
我们中国人呢，很明白这一点。
But then a thunderstorm totally changed his life.
然后呢，一场大风雨就完全改变了他的一生。
He was coming home from a vacation with his family, and as he was returning to school, he had to go through a forest.
那么他是回家度假，回到学校的时候，他要经过一个树林。
And a flash of lightning struck and threw him to the ground.
一个闪电呢击打他，就把他打倒在地上。
And Martin Luther thought he would die at that moment.
在那一瞬间，马丁路德以为他要死了。
He felt God's judgment had arrived and was now punishing him.
他以为神的审判已经来了，这时候是在惩罚他。
And he cried out in fear to one of the Catholic saints, Saint Anne. He says, "Help me!"
他就呼叫圣安娜救我。
And then he quickly also cried out, "I will become a monk."
然后呢，他又马上喊叫说，我要成为一名修士。
And then, against the wishes of his father, he left his law studies and entered a monastery.
然后呢，就不顾他父亲的心愿，他就离开学法律，然后进入一修道院。
And of course, his father was not happy with that.
那么他的父亲当然是不高兴。
And when Martin Luther said, "I think God led me in that direction," the father said, "Maybe it was the devil that led you to that."
所以当马丁路德告诉他说，我想是神带领我走这个方向，他父亲说，大概是魔鬼吧。
And while he was in that monastery, he was consumed with a deep restlessness in his heart.
当他在修道院的时候，他的心啊是非常的不安，非常的受煎熬。
It was the fear in his heart of a righteous God for whom sinners would stand.
因为他心中有一个恐惧，罪人要站在一个圣洁的神面前。
And so he constantly was occupied with his own sinfulness.
所以呢，他常常就是被自己的罪所占据。
How could he, as a sinner, stand before a holy God?
他一个罪人怎么能够站立在圣洁的神面前？
And so he spent many, many hours confessing his sins to the priest.
所以呢，他就花了无数的时间在那个神父的面前承认他的罪。
In fact, one time it lasted 6 hours.
有一次呢，是有经过6个小时之久。
He wrecked his mind to think of anything that he ever had thought or done that was sinful.
他就绞尽脑汁，一直在想他以前所做的事情，或者他的思想里面有没有什么罪。
And the priest always got tired of him speaking so long about his sins.
那么那些神父啊，都受不了他的告解那么长。
But as soon as Martin Luther finished and went out, he came back in again and says, "I remembered something else."
那马丁路德一走出去，他又回来，他说，我又想起一件事。
He would lie awake at night, afraid that the demons would come and carry him into hell.
那么晚上的时候在床上他睡不着觉，他非常害怕那个魔鬼会来把他抓到地狱里去。
And he punished himself.
然后他就惩罚他自己。
He beat himself.
他鞭打自己。
He did not eat, he fasted.
然后他禁食。
And he became very skinny.
然后他就非常的瘦弱。
He spent his time just praying and reading.
他的时间呢都花在祷告，在读圣经。
And his fellow monks were afraid that he was going to kill himself.
那其他的修士都害怕他会有一天自杀。
But Luther was wrestling with an important question.
但是呢，路德呢是在跟一个很重要的问题在搏斗。
How can a man know that he can be saved from hell?
一个人怎么能够知道他能够从地狱里被拯救出来？
How could any sinner meet the demands of a just and holy God?
一个罪人怎么能够满足圣洁公义的神的要求？
Back in the Old Testament, Job had wrestled with that same question.
在旧约里面，约伯呢也在为这个同样的问题在搏斗。
In Job 9 verse 2 it says, Job says, how can a mortal be righteous before God?
在约伯记9:2说，但人在神面前怎能成为义呢？
It was a question that totally absorbed his mind.
这个问题呢就完全占据了他的心。
In those days, nobody was studying the scripture.
在这些时候没有人在学习圣经。
Many monasteries did not even have a copy of the Bible.
很多修道院甚至都没有一本圣经。
They studied the teachings of the church. They studied the writings of Greek philosophers.
他们呢，就是学习教会的教导，还有呢，希腊哲学家的他们的教导。
And Luther found a copy of the Bible in his monastery.
那么路德在他的修道院里找到一本圣经。
And he was the only one that was reading it constantly.
他是唯一在常常阅读的。
Now during those days, the Roman Catholic Church had great power.
在这些时候呢，这个天主教会呢是有很大的权力的。
Many kings and emperors were afraid of the church.
很多的国王皇帝都害怕教会。
In fact, the Pope always anointed the emperors himself and placed the crown on his head.
因为啊，教宗他自己是在那里给那个。君王加冕的。
So there was great power in the church.
所以呢，教会是非常有权力的。
And the church was erecting some wonderful, beautiful church buildings.
那么教会呢，在造很多很大辉煌的教堂。
But for that they needed money.
那要造教堂必须要钱。
And so the church then conceived of a plan whereby they could get lots of money.
所以呢，教会就想出一个办法，能够有很拿到很多钱。
And they introduced the teaching of purgatory.
那他们就开始了一个关于炼狱的教导。
Now what really is purgatory?
那么炼狱是什么呢？
It's a place that the church said.Is when you die, it's before you go to heaven, you have to go through this purgatory.
这就是说，一个人死了，在上天堂以前呢，必须先到炼狱里去。
It's a place of great torment and great suffering.
在这里呢，是非常的，有很多的，受苦的地方。
And it's a place where people.Will be cleansed from all of their sins by suffering greatly.
在这里呢，人们因为受苦啊，就能够从他们的把他们的罪啊洗净。
And sometimes it would take hundreds of years for them to be in purgatory.
有的时候他们在炼狱里要待上几百年之久。
And everybody became afraid of that. What happened to our loved ones that die, who are now in purgatory?
那么所以人呢就非常的害怕，说我们的亲人死了以后，他们在炼狱里怎么办呢？
And so the church had a plan.
所以呢，教会就有一个方法。
They said we can give you a certificate that if you pay certain money, then they will not have to stay that long in the purgatory.
他说我们可以给你一纸证明，你们如果花钱的话呢，他们就不需要在炼狱里很久。
And they would tell people, you have your father and mother who took care of you. Now they're in purgatory. Don't you want to help them?
就跟人说，你看你们的父母亲，照顾你们，把你们养大，现在他们在炼狱里，难道你们不要帮忙吗？
And of course, the simple people said, of course we want to help them.
那么一些般的平民就说，当然我们要帮他们。
So they started collecting a lot of money.
所以呢，他们就收集了很多的钱。
And when Luther heard about this, he was very concerned.
那么路德听到这些事情呢，他就非常的担忧。
Somehow.This did not fit into anything that he was reading in the Bible.
因为这些呢和他在圣经里所读的都不符合。
There was one particular preacher by the name of John Tetzel.
那么这里啊有一个传道人名字叫做 John Tetzel.
And he was very successful in raising lots of money from those poor farmers.
他呢就很会从这些穷苦的农夫里他们当中筹款。
And so, he had a very favorite saying.
他有一句名言。
Sobald das Geld im Kasten klingt,Die Seele aus dem Fegefeuer springt.
Great.
you understand that, don't you? What he was saying was, as soon as the coin is thrown into that offering box and makes a sound, rings, he says, at that moment, the soul will jump out of purgatory.
他说啊，当钱库里的钱币一摇动的时候，炼狱里的灵魂就跳动，跳出了炼狱。
Now Luther was very upset when he heard that.
所以呢，当路德听到的时候，他是非常的难过。
At that time, he had already gotten his doctoral degree.
在这个时候，他已经拿到了他的博士。
And he was teaching at a very famous university.
他在一家有名的大学任教。
But he was himself still wrestling with the question, how can we stand before a righteous God?
可是呢，他自己还在为这个问题挣扎，一个人怎么能够在一个公义的神面前站立？
And even as he was teaching the book of Psalms and the book of Romans and the book of Galatians,He was constantly occupied with that question.
甚至当他在教诗篇、教罗马书、在教加拉太书的时候，他的心啊，就是被这个问题所占据。
In the scripture that we just read,
那么这个我们刚刚读过的经文
，verse 17 gave him a lot of things to think about.
那么第十七节呢，就让他有很多的思想。
Let me read that verse again for you.
让我们再 读这一节。
For in the Gospels, righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
What did that mean?
这到底是什么意思？
What does justifying someone by faith, what does it really mean?
这使人因信称义是什么意思？
Later Luther wrote this.
那么后来路德这么写。
He said, I hated the word righteousness of God.
我恨神的义这句话。
He says, my situation was that even though I was an impeccable monk, I stood before God as a sinner.
我的情况是这样，虽然我是一个无可指责的修士，可是在神面前我却是一个罪人。
I was troubled in my conscience.
我的良心非常不安。
And I had no confidence that my merit would satisfy him.
我完全没有把握我所积的功德，我做的好事能够满足他。
Therefore, I did not love a just and angry God.
所以呢，我不爱一位公义愤怒的神。
But I rather hated and murmured against him.
我呢恨他，我也对他有怨言。
See, Luther was convinced of his own sinfulness.
因为路德他。知道自己是有罪的。
He was also convinced that God was a righteous, holy God that could not tolerate sin.
他也确信神是一位圣洁、公义的神，他不能够容忍罪。
And he says, "How can I ever get close to God?"
他说，我怎么能够接近神呢？
And then he wrote this.
然后呢，他就这样写。
Finally, God had mercy on me.
终于神怜悯我。
And I began to understand that the righteousness of God is that gift of God.
我明白神的义是神的恩赐。
By which a righteous man lives, namely faith.
那么就因着信。一个义人能够得生。
And that a justified, that a merciful God justifies us by faith.
那么这位怜悯人的神使我们因信称义。
And when he discovered that,
当他发现这一点的时候，
he said, the whole, I felt as though I had been reborn altogether,and had entered into paradise.
他说，我感觉到我好像全然的重生，我已经到了乐园里。
He says the whole scripture took on new meaning for him.
他说，整本圣经都有了新的意义。
And whereas before he had hated the righteousness of God, now those words were very sweet to him to hear.
以前他恨神的义这个句话，但是现在呢，却是非常甜蜜的。
And he said that verse became to him the gateway into heaven.
那么这节圣经呢，就成为他进入天堂的门。
Justification by faith.
因信称义。
That was Luther's great discovery.
是路德的一大发现。
He no longer was a slave to fear.
他不再做害怕的奴隶。
Nor was he a slave to doing enough good works.
他也不再是做行为的奴隶。
But he was freed from all of that by his faith in what Jesus had done for him.
他因为相信耶稣基督为他所做的，他就从这一切当中被释放出来。
Man did not have to work his way to heaven.
人不需要啊。借着行为进入天堂。
In fact, no man could.
实际上呢，人也不可能借着行为。
It was the gift of God received by faith.
这是神的恩赐，我们靠着信心领受。
One day you'll be standing before a holy God.
有一天你要站在圣洁的神面前。
And if someone would ask you, how do you know that you can stand before God like that? What would you say to him?
如果有人问你，你怎么能够在这样的一位神面前站立得住？你怎么回答？
What gives you the right as a sinner to stand before God?
你一个罪人怎么有权利站在神的面前？
If you say, I went to church.
如果你说我上教堂。
I've been baptized.
我受了洗。
I attend prayer meetings.
我参加祷告会。
Bible studies.
查经。
I even give offerings.
我也奉献。
I try to treat my neighbors nicely.
我对我的邻居很好。
If you have any of these things, that is the wrong answer.
如果你有这些说法的话，这是错误的。
See, you can do all these things, but if you trust your salvation in doing things, you have missed the understanding of the gospel.
你可以做这一切事，可是如果你这认为你是靠着这一切的话，那你就没有了解圣经的意义，没有了解福音的意义。
And that is what Luther discovered for himself.
这就是路德发现的。
And so 500 years ago on October 31st,
所以500年以前的10月31号
and Luther posted 95 separate accusations of the Roman Catholic Church's abuses.
所以呢路德呢就宣布了95条天主教会的错误，他们所做的错误的事。
And that was the beginning of the Reformation.
这个呢，就是宗教改革的开始。
Now, why do I tell you the story of Martin Luther? Because what does this mean for us today?
我为什么告诉你们马丁路德的故事？因为这个对我们今天是什么意义？
First of all, let me say that there are many people who are very faithful churchgoers who have missed.Understanding this point of justification.
可以说有很多人是很忠实的去教会，但是呢，他们却没有明白这个因信称义的道理。
They don't really understand what the gospel teaches us.
他们不真正明白这个福音在教导我们什么。
There was a survey taken not long ago.
不久以前呢，有一个调查。
And this survey was, they were asking churchgoers.
这个调查呢，是问去上教会的人。
And this is what the result was.
那么结果是这样的。
The answer was, if people are generally good or do enough good things for others, they will earn their place in heaven.
这个答案就是说，如果一个人呢是还可以的，然后呢他也对他的其他的人做了很多好事，那么他就可以在天堂里争得一席之地。
48% answered it this way.
48%的人都是这样子答复。
In other words, half of the people that were attending church still believe that they can work their way into heaven.
也就是说有一半的来上教会的人认为他们可以凭着他们的行为上天堂。
And it's frightening to think that in our churches today in the whole world you have people who believe this.
这个是很可怕的，就是说在我们的教会里面有这样子相信的人。
Salvation does not haveanything to do with our own works.
救恩跟我们的行为是完全没有关系的。
We cannot earn our salvation by anything that we do.
我们不能够靠自己所做的来赚得救恩。
If anyone could deserve heaven, it would be a man like Martin Luther who beat himself and put himself under torture in order to do good works.
如果人有资格的话，就是像马丁路德这样子的人，他鞭打自己，叫自己受苦。
But see, this is what the Bible teaches, that it's not by anything that we do can we ever earn heaven.
所以呢，圣经是这样教导，不是靠我们自己的行为，我们自己所做的，能够赚得上天堂。
So we need to remind people today that there are many people who are not very clear in their minds as to what it means.
所以呢，今天我们就要提醒大家说，有很多人对这件事呢不是很清楚的。
And we need to find out again, what did Martin Luther find out when he talked about the just shall live by faith?
所以呢，我们就要来发掘说，马丁路德发掘的是什么，以至于说一人必因信得生。
What does it mean?
到底是什么意思？
Let me give you five things.
让我告诉你五点。
Justification means we recognize that our relationship with God is possible not by anything we have done, but only for what Jesus has done for us.
称义是承认我们能够与神有关系，不是因为我做了什么，而是耶稣做了什么。
I think we've got to come to that point where we clearly say, I can never do anything about my salvation.
我们需要到一个地步说，我不能够为我的救恩做什么。
I can never have relationship with God.If I trust in what I have done with my life,
如果呢我是靠我自己所做的话，我就永远不能够与神有任何关系。
And Paul writes about that in Galatians 2 verse 20.
保罗呢就在加拉太书二章二十节这么写。
He says, "I have been crucified with Christ; nevertheless, I live, but Christ lives in me."The life I now live in the body, I live in the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Paul says, I don't live my own life.
保罗说我不是自己在活。
The only reason that I can live is because Christ now lives in my life.
我现在活着是因为基督在我里面活着。
Justification is trusting only in what He has done for me.
称义呢，就是信靠，单单信靠他为我所做的。
There's not a single person in the world that by his own merit can stand before God and say,You have to let me into heaven because of all the good I have done.
全世界没有一个人能够靠着他自己所做的对神说，你要让我进入天堂，因为我做了这些。
There's nothing that you or I can ever do to earn heaven.
你我不能够做任何事使我们能够赚得天堂。
That is an important truth, and that's where it begins.
这个是非常重要的真理，这就是一个起点。
The second point about justification.
第二点关于称义的。
Justification is the pardon and forgiveness we receive when Christ reckons sinners to be righteous through receiving Christ's righteousness as a gift by faith.
称义是我们从神领受的原谅和赦免。是神算罪人为义，是神的恩典，借着信罪人得以领受基督的义为义。
When God justifies us, He removes and pardons all of our sin.
当神称我们为义的时候，他就把我们所有的罪都除去。
In fact, what we think the good things we have done, those things are also unclean before God.
我们认为我们所做的好事，在神的面前，这些也都是不洁净的。
The Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Philippians.
那么，使徒保罗在他写给腓立比人的书信中说
，That he was a very religious man.
他说他是一个非常敬虔的人。
He kept the law.
他守了。律法。
He became a religious leader.
他是一个宗教领袖。
He was a true Jew.
他是一个真犹太人。
But he says, I cannot be proud of any of these things.
他说我不能够以这些为傲。
All these things that I have done, they are just counted like dung in the sight of God.
我所做的这一切在神面前都算为粪土。
And so he writes in verse 9.
所以在第九节他写
He says, I will be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因神而来的义。
Paul says, I am righteous before God today, not by what I've done, but for what Christ has done for me.
所以路德说，我今天在神面前能够称义，不是因为我所做的，而是基督所做的。
And once he saw that his eyes were opened,
他看到这一点以后，他的眼睛就打开了。
It says, we live today not by our works, but by the grace of God and our faith in Him.
他说，今天我们活着不是因为我们的行为，乃是因着信和神的恩典。
Number three,
第三点，
justification means that God has declared us righteous, and it becomes ours by faith.
称义的意思是说，神宣布我们为义的，我们是义的，是借着信。
And Paul and Luther also states here that our justification is not again by what we have done, but we're counting on what somebody else, namely Jesus, did for us.
那么路德说，我们能够被称为义，不是靠着自己，乃是。别人就是耶稣为我们所做的。
We read in Romans 5:1, Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书五章一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Paul says very clearly that.We have peace in our hearts because now we are rightly related with God.
那么保罗说，我们能够在有与神相合，是因为信靠耶稣基督。
And that peace comes not because we have done something, but because Christ has done it all for us.
这个平安不是因为我们自己做了什么，而是因为基督为我们做了所有的一切。
We all know that verse in John 1:12.
我们都知道，约翰一书一章十二节。
As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even those who believe in his name.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And then there's one more truth about justification.
关于称义，还有一个。真理。
Justification means that God will look at you now and you will stand before him not as a sinner but as one who has never sinned.
称义就是说，神现在看你，不把你当作一个罪人看待，而他看你呢，好像你从来没有犯过罪一样。
Because Christ has given you his righteousness and you are free.
因为基督把他的义给了你，你们就自由了。
And now you're just as righteous as Jesus Christ.
你们现在呢的义就像是义的，就像基督是义的一样。
And that's why God will receive you.
这就是为什么神会接纳你。
Only a God of infinite love and mercy can give that to us.
只有一个有无限的爱和怜悯的人能够赐给我们这一切。
The just shall live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
This is where the light of the gospel was switched on in Luther's life.
这个时候呢，在路德的生命当中，这个福音的的亮光就打开了。
He was worried that he as a sinful being could never stand before a holy God.
他以前的忧虑是他是一个罪人，不能够站在圣洁的神面前。
Then he realized he didn't have to be holy.
然后他发现说他不需要圣洁的。
Jesus through his death already has made him holy.
因为耶稣基督因着他的死已经使他是使我们成为圣洁的。
How could we get it?
我们怎么那样能够得到呢？
By putting our belief and trust in him.
说我们相信他，我们信靠他。
So it's nothing to do with us, it has all to do with him.
所以呢，不是在于我们，是完全在于他。
There's a wonderful verse in 2 Corinthians 5:21.
在那个哥林多后书五章二十一节有。
I hope that you can all memorize that verse.
我希望你们都能够背这一节经文。
And that verse really tells us the essence of justification.
这一节圣经呢，就告诉我们这个因信称义的精要。
It says that God has made him, Jesus, to be sin for us so that in him we might be made the righteousness of God through him.
这里说神使那无罪的就是耶稣基督曾替我们成为罪好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
It's like when Jesus was on earth, he had all the righteousness to please God.
就像耶稣在世的时候，他有所有的义，能够讨神的喜悦。
We were loaded down with sin.
我们呢是被罪压制的。
And Luther says, "How can we as sinners ever come to God?"
所以路德说，我们信这个罪人怎么能够来到神面前
？And then he learned that what Christ did for us on the cross, he took his righteousness.And placed it on us.
然后他就发现耶稣在十字架上所做的，把他的义放在我们这里。
Now we were righteous.
现在我们就是义的。
And our sin was placed on Jesus.
然后我们的罪呢就放在耶稣身上。
And he died for that sin.
然后他就为这个罪死。
He was punished for that sin.
他为这个罪受惩罚。
He suffered because of our sin.
他为我们的罪受苦
But he made us righteous.
但是他使我们成为义
And then 3 days later, God raised him from the dead.
然后三天以前神使他从死里复活
And God accepted what Christ had given to us.
然后神就接受这个耶稣基督给我们的
So when God looks at us today,
所以今天当神看我们的时候
He looks at us through the righteousness of Jesus.
他看我们是通过耶稣的义。
He doesn't see us with all of our faults.
他不看我们一切的短处。
He doesn't see us in all of our sinfulness.
他不看我们一切的罪。
He says, you are just as righteous as Jesus.
他说你们和耶稣一样的义。
A number of years ago, I was up in Shenyang.
一些年以前呢，我在沈阳。
And I was staying in a hotel.
我住在一个旅馆里。
And one day I went in to get a haircut.
那么有一天呢，我就去理发。
And at that time, very few Americans had ever been up there.
那么在那个时候呢，很少美国人到那里去。
And as I walked into that barbershop, immediately the two barbers were beginning to talk when they saw me.
那么我走进那个理发店的时候呢，那两个理发师呢，他们就开始讲话。
And of course, they didn't know that I was hearing what they were saying.
那么当然他们不知道我听到他们讲的话。
And they made all sorts of comments about me.
他们讲了很多关于我的话。
And I kept quiet. I didn't say anything.
那我就安静不讲话。
I just listened.
我只在听。
And when my turn came, I did not say anything in Chinese.
所以轮到我的时候呢，我也没有用中文讲什么。
I just used sign language about cutting hair.
我就用这个手语告。
And I tried to make a sign of don't take too much, just a little.
然后呢，我就比不一点点，不要剪太多。
And they were still keeping on talking about this foreigner that was sitting there.
那他们两个还继续在讲啊，这个老外，坐在这里的老外。
I wonder what he's doing here.
我就说不晓得他来这里是干什么的。
And then he was beginning to cut too much off my hair.
然后呢，他就把我头发剪得太多了。
And so then I turned to him and said to him in Chinese, you know, it's too much.
然后呢，我就跟他们用中文说，剪太多了。
And he looked at me, he was very shocked.
然后他看到我就非常的吃惊。
And he was not looking at the scissors and he nearly cut my ear off.
然后他就不是在看着他的剪刀，差点把我的耳朵剪掉了。
Then he says, "Oh, you speak Chinese?"
I said, "Ah, 你会讲中文啊?"
I said, "Yes, I was in China before you were in China."
I said, 我比你先到中国。
He said, "Is your mother Chinese?"
I said, 你的妈妈是中国人吗?
I said, "No, both my parents are German."
说没，不是的，我的父母都是德国人。
He said, "How come you were born in China?"
他说为什么你会在中国出生呢?
I said, "Because my mother was there."
我说因为我妈妈在这里啊。
That's how I was born.
所以我就在这里出生了。
He said, "Well, what are you doing here?"
然后他说你在这里干什么呢
？So I tell him about that we were teaching the Bible.
我就告诉他我们是在教圣经。
And he said, "What religion?"
他就说哦，什么宗教
？I said, "The Christian religion."
我就说基督教。
And I said, "Have you ever heard about it?"
我就说你有没有听得过呢
？He said, "Yes, I listen every night to the radio about 3 hours."
他说有啊，每天晚上我就在收音机上听3小时。
They talk about the Christian faith.
这里呢就是讲到基督信仰的。
And I said, "Oh, so you must be a Christian then."
我就说啊，那你就是个基督徒啦。
He said, "No, I'm not a Christian yet."
他说我还不是个基督徒。
I said.Why are you waiting?
我说你在等什么呢
？He said, "I still have to do some more good works before I can become a Christian."
他说我还需要再做一些好事才能够成为基督徒。
I said to him, "I've got some good news for you today."
我就说我今天有好消息给你。
There's somebody that already has done all the good works you need to be a Christian.
有人已经为你所需要的好事他都为你做了你
I told him about Jesus.
我就告诉他关于耶稣
You know, there are many people today who still think they have to do good works to get to heaven.
你知道今天还有人认为他们需要做好事才能上天堂
If that is the case, you'll never get there.
如果是这样子的话你永远都上不了天堂
And Martin Luther recognized, no, I can receive it by faith.
马丁路德就明白了说我是可以靠着信心接受的。
I know I'm a sinner.
我知道我是个罪人。
But Jesus died for my sin.
但是耶稣为我的罪死。
And he made me righteous.
他使我成为义的。
And when I believe in that, that'sJustification by faith.
如果我相信这一点的话，我就因信称义。
That was the starting point for Luther.
这就是路德的一个起点。
And if you have not yet received Christ like that, then this can be your starting point too.
你如果没有这样子的接受耶稣，这也可以成为你的起点。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
我们亲爱的父神，我们为你的话感谢你。
And we thank you that we can stand before you today dressed in the righteousness of Jesus.
我们感谢你，我们今天能够站在你的面前，披戴耶稣的义。
And we thank you that he loved us so much that he died for us.
我们感谢你，因为他爱我们，甚至为我们死。
Lord, we pray that you will give us a great sensitivity to sin in our lives.
主，我们求你赐给我们一颗敏锐的心，让我们能够对自己的罪有敏感。
And even if we have been justified,
甚至呢，当我们已经被称义了
Yet we realize that we constantly need to return to you for forgiveness.
但是我们 也明白我们需要时时的转向你来接受你的赦免。
So Lord, I pray this morning that you will give us a greater love for the Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们求你给我们更多的爱来爱耶稣。
Who made peace with God possible.
他使我们得与神相合。
And I pray for anyone